Learning the laws of Shabbos. Learning Simon Reish Tzadi, which is a head of Shabbos. Yashlim Mea Brachos Vaperos. There's a lot more to it than just making brachos. But the Mechaber begins by saying, Yarba Vaperos, Umigadim, Umini Reach, that a person should try to have extra fruits, should smell spices. Kidei lahashim minyan mea brachos. In order to have 100 brachos. And the Mishnah Berurah, actually quoting previously, says that really it's not just on Shabbos, but ki b'chol yom avarach adam mea brachos. Our goal is to say 100 brachos each day, and it's based on sukkim. And viata shenechzer lo kama brachos, but when it comes to Shabbos, there's an issue because there are many brachos that we just don't say practically. Shebetfilah Shabbos yesh rak sheva brachos. We don't have the 19, we only have 7 each, so therefore we're cut down on numerous brachos, so therefore, v'alkein yishtadil lashlimum. Therefore, a person should try to say more brachos, a person should try to say at least 100. But I want to focus on the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, on the spot over there, the ve'im rogil b'shnas saharayim. Let's say a person has a custom, and that custom is to take a nap. So, maybe on Shabbos, you shouldn't. So on this, the Ramah tells us, Al yivat lenu, you shouldn't mimavatel that nap, ki oneg hulo, because it's considered to be oneg. In fact, some people learn that the word Shabbos is an acronym for Shein b'Shabbos Tainug, and it's actually, which means sleeping on Shabbos is pleasurable, which is oneg. And it was once a story that there were some Talmidim that were gossiping and schmoozing in the Beis Medrash. And the Rebbe said that, what are you wasting your time? At least, at the very least, go to sleep. After all, it says, Shein b'Shabbos Tainug. That's what Shabbos stands for. So they said, Rebbe, maybe it means Sicha b'Shabbos Tainug. Maybe it means schmoozing around. Maybe that's the letter. It's Sicha, not Sheina. So on this, his Rebbe said, Lev Chochom is b'Yamin. And Lev Ksil is b'small, which literally means the heart of the wise is on the right side, is on the right, and the left side is not. So if you look at Shena, which is with a shin, the dot is on the right. That's the Lev of a Chochem. However, if you're acting like a Ksil, foolish, you put the dot on the other side as Sicha. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah focuses another important message. He says as follows, Kosvu hasvarim b'shem haZohar. He quotes the Zohar and says, Shemitzvah al adam l'chadish chidushi Torah b'Shabbos. He says you should learn extra, try to come up with chidushim. Umi she'enu bar hochi l'chadish, a person can't do so, yimul devarim shul lamad ad hena. They should try to learn new things, which is a part of owning Shabbos as well as the sleeping. But again, going to the Ramah. It says, interestingly enough, and it quotes the Magen Avraham in the name of the Sefer Chassidim, that even though a person is allowed to take a nap on Shabbos, of a low yomar, but you're not supposed to say the words, that neilich v'nishan, I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to take a nice 7-hour nap right now, kidei shenuchel lasos melachteinu b'moitzei Shabbos. This way I'm going to have a nice long Saturday night, and I'll be wide awake for it. Shemara b'zeh, because it gives the appearance, shenuch v'yoshen b'shvil yimos achol, that you're actually preparing on Shabbos for the weekday. Now that does not mean that you cannot take a nap, but you're not supposed to say it. You're not supposed to say that you're taking a nap. Otherwise, it's considered a form of hachana, a preparation from Shabbos to a weekday. And I just want to share with you, based on that, it says in the Piskei Tshuvos, this idea. And he builds on it and asks, how about when a person, let's say you have a student, and wants to study for an exam, right? I'm talking, let's say, for a bechina, for learning. And he has a Gemara test on Sunday. So is he allowed to learn on Shabbos to prepare for that test? Does he have to wait until Motzei Shabbos to learn? So he says as follows, Limdol al-milchon, ul-hechin shir b'Shabbos. Let's say a person wants to prepare a shir so that they're going to give a shir, let's say, right afterwards on Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, whatever. Utzarichim osachol mutter. So it's not an issue. Vein b'zeh mishum hachana. That's not a problem of preparation. What do you mean? Why is that hachana? I'm only doing it, apparently, because of the weekday for Motzei Shabbos. So he says it's not an issue. Kivan shebe etzem halimud yeshlo to elas gam b'shabbos, because you're also getting something from the Shabbos too. Even though you may be doing it for the weekday, the study for your Gemara test or to prepare for a shiur, but you're also gaining and you're deriving benefit from the learning which is happening right now in Shabbos. So that's not considered to be hachana. V'chein kol davar shein b'tziyasim yishum tircha. Anything in which doing it does not cause extra work. Mutu asosu b'shabbos gam im hatoel. Even though really why you're doing it is for the purpose of a weekday, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So he gives a few examples, which are things that we do specifically in a community where there is an Erev, such as Bell Harbor. Kigon lahachser hatalis leveso achar tefila. So after davening, you're allowed to take your talis and bring it home, even though it's Shabbos and you're bringing it home really for the weekday. You're just bringing it home. So you don't have to bring it home, go back to shul, let's say Saturday night, you should go back anyway. Let's say, for example, you had shalashudas at home, or you had lunch, and you have some leftovers. So the question is, how could you take those leftovers and put them into your refrigerator? Isn't that a form of achana? Because you're going to be eating them, based on the name, leftover, the next day after Shabbos. It's not an issue. And the reason why, he brings down very briefly in the Shels and Shuvos the Bar Moshe, says the reason why it's permissible to remove these things from your table is because you're allowed to make sure that your Shabbos table is nice and clean after the meal. So you're allowed to remove these things in order to enhance and to beautify the shulchan, the table, even though you're not going to be necessarily eating from it, but so your house should be nice. And so therefore he says that once you already have in your hand, you're allowed to remove it. So once you're allowed to remove it, you're allowed to put it wherever you want. And he says furthermore, we'll just conclude the last couple of sentences, V'chein hayotzi mebeiso b'shabbos, person who goes from their home, mutu l'kachas o z'mapteach habayis l'motzi shabbos. You're allowed to carry in your pocket, assuming there's an Arab, your keys, right, in order to be able to get into your house, which will be Saturday night. Or he says, oh, afu the lilvosh mamotzi shabbos kodesh, let's say you have a coat, it's going to get cold at night, kishoy baderech. So all these things, v'chein b'chol b'chol yoyz b'zeh, all these things are permissible. V'yazar b'chol elu, but he concludes, as shall we, with all these you must be careful, shol yoymer, that you should not say, shiyoyz b'zos l'tzerech m'zachol, that I'm doing it specifically for the weekday, even though you may be doing it specifically for that reason. V'chein b'chol b'chol yoyz b'zeh, l'fi chachar b'chol 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 b'ch